So, a confluence of events, the stars aligning, the perfect storm has formed where I have too many idiots to deal with, coming from too many. I just can't handle it. I can't be Neo dodging all these bullets. I got internet that barely works because of idiots. Idiots, all idiots. I have gotten a flood of a ton. Hang on, let's wait for 36. Of you dumb motherfuckers who no amount of consulting can help. Which, Aaron, is it because they don't follow instructions? Yes, it's because they don't follow instructions. I got a bunch of people. By the way, did you know that at a company called Asshole Consulting, they might charge you money? Did you know that? The amount of you pathetic cocksuckers who send in, like, hey, do. Like, okay, it'll be this amount. Didn't never hear from them again. I'm like, did you want a response? No, I figured out my problem. You think I'm not going to charge? It says right there. Are you special? Aw, did mommy let you suck on her tit and you got some milk out all the time? Even though you're 23 and living at home, all that day, you know, the government make it free, and I get free food, and I get free rent. Mommy and daddy make everything free. And then this the one guy, like, oh, you make it free too? No, Cappy, don't make it free. It's just hilarious. I'm not even giving like egregious. Oh, then. That's for like normal people get to the point request. Then I get these long belabored life stories, which your lives suck, by the way. They really suck. For the let me tell you something. Sit down, everybody. Do you know the most boring, worthless, uninteresting people think they're the most amazing thing on the planet? And when they got a problem, they can't help but tell you all the details of their incredibly pointless, boring lives. And then in 2005, I gotta be minded. Da 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 da. What? How? You don't do it. You've seen movies, right? Where at least maybe fictional, where it's like, oh, that's an amazing thing. Like The Equalizer 3. Wow, look, he kills people very effectively. He's in Italy now. Oh, he upset the Italian mafia. Well, and then I got diagnosed and I put me on Ritalin. And you know, I felt about then the doctor. Holy shit. What? Are you aware other people are alive? And that maybe you ought to get to the fucking point? And then that maybe your life sucks and no one wants to hear about it? Pages and pages. Okay, several hundred dollars for me to even respond. Oh, I can't just use you like an emotional tampon and barf out my shitty, pathetic life story. No. And then I see all the payments coming in, all the payments coming in. In the instruction, did I tell you guys this before? Have I told you about this? The and also, how many videos have I talked about the and also, which means in addition to, not or, it means and. And also, inform me here when you do. I got all these payments coming in, but no one tells me that they made the payment. So I can't look it up like, oh, yeah, he did make the payment. And so I just like, all right, that's it. I guess I'm not doing your video. Guess what happens in a couple? Hey, I paid. I go through the email exchange. Did you follow the instructions? Oh, how do I make six figures and get the girls? And you can't even follow instructions. You don't. You don't. You just don't get the girls. You don't do anything in life. You suck at life. It's debatable whether you should have even lived it in the first place because you're so sad and pathetic and stupid. You can't follow instructions. What do you? Well, I got a question. I got a question for everyone out there. Let me ask you this. Do you think that I, let alone other people, whether it's Rich Cooper or Rollo Tomasi or Ryan Stone or Paul at the Come On Man podcast, do you think that deep down inside, somewhere in our Gen X vaults, we have the secret to life where you just do this easy shit and then magically you're like, oh, I just am not doing something right. And I wonder what it is. Hey, can you tell me what it is I'm doing wrong? And I say, okay, here's what will cost. You know, this is your situation. Here's how you get out of it. And you don't even follow the simple instructions. Do you think that there's just this magic words, like literal magic, like we announce words, like it's Harry Potter, an ad infinitum. And then poof, you got a big dick. You're 6 feet tall. You got six pack abs and girls are sucking your dick and you're making $150,000. Do you really think that? Or do you think maybe before you even email me with no intention of paying, that you say, God, I'm a lazy, sackless worth of fuck. And maybe I ought to try. Maybe I ought to be on time. Maybe I ought to work hard. Maybe I ought to spend less than I make and see if that changes. Or do you actually believe there is this magic shortcut, this magic wormhole where you just fast forward in life to making a quarter million and girls are bobbing up and down on your dick with a house that's paid off? Because it doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. If you can't follow the fucking instructions, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if I give you, here's the roadmap. It's long, it's arduous, but this is the only way to get there. Doesn't matter if I give it because you're not going to do it. You expect free shit and you can't follow instructions? Holy, tell me you're going to piss away your life without you telling me you're going to piss away your life. Oh my God. Then I'm trying to write a book. Trying to stay in shape, trying to do all this other stuff. And check it out. Then it cancels out the digital. Oh, fuck it. No, man. I'm done. Done for a month. I got to go hunt down the internet guy. I got to go call American Family Insurance. Say, hey, fuckwits, where's my extra $2,500 you owe me? By the way, don't go with American Family Insurance. They don't provide insurance. I got to deal with, and here, and in addition to this fuckery, in addition to this circus, I got to deal with the morons in the real world just like you do. I got to deal with the knuckle draggers at Walmart. I got to drive behind slow people from Nebraska. Waking up at 6 a.m. to do this freaking work, which I know most people get up at 6 a.m. No. Can't do, no, I'm getting angry. Blood pressure was up. I got checked. Blood pressure is up. No. Fuck you people who don't know how to follow instructions. Fuck you hoo-ha lickers that just like, there is magic wig, make me get girls. There are ample amount of books and everything written out there. Go read them. In the meantime, Cappy is going to get balance back in his life in the next month. I'm going to finish this book. I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to go for some beautiful hikes before it snows. And when I come back, the prices are going up. I'm this close. Like, no, you got to pay me $2 to even email me now. It's about 60%. I send a quote. And these aren't egregious quotes, by the way. A lot of them, they're just, you know, like $40 for my time. It's about 20 minutes of my time, right? $40 isn't crazy, right? Guy with gray pubes, little bit of world. $40 for 20 minutes of my time makes about right. This information could like help you get out of, you know, stop living at home and all this. You're not going to pay. You just do, I gotta pay, but I under 30 never pay before. Mom, dad, let me suck on tit and get government money for free. Yeah, Frank, $5. October is National Loners Vacation Month. Road trip. Yeah, I'll see you here when you get here. No, I am. I'm not doing this because it's going to get cold. That's another of the many reasons. The perfect storm, another planet that has lines. It's going to start getting cold here. I want to go and enjoy some hike. It's beautiful. The leaves are starting to change. It's beautiful. I'm not dealing with, do I jerk off with my right hand or do I jerk off with my left hand? Cappy, how come I not get girls? That'd be $12.
Oh, I could get a fifth of a video game for my own money.
Have I told you I've actually had people's parents pay me? Because holy crappy parent, Batman. You're so bad. Your kid had got no money. Adult kid, that you're going to pay for this. Really? Really? I'm better than most therapists. I'll grant you that. I guess that makes sense. If you're going to piss away your money on Ritalin and excusing therapists and all that, I guess I am better. I know I'm better. But holy shit. I don't know. Maybe the nation took stupid pills this month. Something's in the water. Something's in the air. So, what I have done is I've opened up the minimalism course. The reason I have the minimalism, all my courses are open now. And the thing that's great about course, I don't have to answer your damn questions. You could go buy my books. You could buy other people's book. I don't like his tone. He's telling me to work hard. Go buy Oprah's book. She made billions telling predominantly women, but I'm sure men could read them books. The most wonderful thing about you is you. Twiddle your twat. It's the Love Yourself show. Go listen to some Lizzo and they'll tell you you're all great and amazing. All right. But if you'd actually want to make some progress, sorry, not answering the questions in person for the next month, go read a book. There's The Unplugged Alpha by Rich Cooper. There's Rollo Tomasi's book. There's Ryan Stone's book. There's Coach Greg Adams' book. There's my books. I got, you can find that on here. How do I find your books? Yeah. Where can I find your book? Oh, I don't know. It's a thing called Google. But link below is the link to my minimalism course, Achieving Minimalism Theory and Practice. It'll be open for the whole month because I'm just there. There it is. Go. It's going to open it this past month, but I was too busy. So you can enroll in it now. And then Cap is going to take a little, not even a vacation, just going to focus on some pride, get some work done, try to enjoy the life. Going to hit the gym. And then when I come back, hopefully the internet is solved. I might have some new insurance. Dicking around with all the fucking idiots in the world. And if you're pissed off dealing with the idiots in the world, go get my book, Curse of the High IQ. Dave 128, $5. But don't you want to be part of the American family, Cappy? No. No, I don't want to be part of the American family insurance. I don't want to have an American family. I don't want my kids hanging out with all you low IQ idiots and knuckle dragging, mouth gaping morons. Absolutely not. We just talked about Bob Barker didn't want to have kids because he couldn't raise them. Not only do I not want to raise them, I don't want my kids hanging out with the Walmart welfare kids. I don't want my kids hanging out with these weird artists that might rub off on them. And my kid comes home with my tutelage and leadership. So, Dad. I got the infections. Get girls without work, make money. Ooh, hard not. Suck on tit, can I? And that's when Cappy just left. Left his kid at an orphanage. Hey, come on, let's go for a walk, son. You got infected by the kids of public school, I see. Change gender, I will. That's great. It, their pronouns be. Come on, little junior Cappy. Let's go. Ooh, look at this nice thing. It says orphanage. It's fun. That's where all the fun kids go. Yeah, okay, drop you off now. And shoom, flight out to where no one can find me in Turkmenistan. Yeah, you got it. You got it. All right, all the super chats. That's all the super chats. Okay, I will be doing originals because I want to, assuming the internet works. I also have a couple outstanding asshole consulting video requests to do with people who did pay, who did follow the instructions, because they got an IQ above 3. So I will answer those. So there'll be a couple coming in. But aside from that, it's just going to be originals. The book will hopefully be done by October, about halfway done with it. And check out my Instagram to see a bunch of pretty pictures of me hiking in the fall in the Black Hills. And otherwise, if you need your Cappy fixed, there's some courses linked below on Teachable. And that's it. I'll see you guys later. Toodles.